I'm Robin Amler of IBS Intelligence. You're listening to the IBS iViews podcast. With me is Pav Gill, founder and chief executive officer of Confide. Now, if the name sounds familiar, you probably remember that Pav was the Singaporean lawyer who was the whistleblower that uncovered the Wirecard scandal. And there is a through line between that event and the creation of Confide.
Basically, what we're doing is telling companies, you don't need to create angry, disgruntled, and isolated employees or third parties who, you know, have no choice but to go externally, you know, to the press, to law enforcement, to the regulatory offices and bodies, because they don't trust what you have in the company. So that's how Confide was born. It's basically, it's really telling companies, you know, you need to have something as an early detection mechanism in place so that you can identify and you can mitigate any potential risks within your company.
This is all about how companies handle governance, risk management, and ethical integrity. There is, if I may say so, a potential problem that I can see straight away. You are creating a business that allows people to communicate internally, but the companies have still got to listen.
That's right. The difference here is that there's going to be an audit trail that's, you know, start to finish as to how the company listened or didn't want to listen. But the difference here is that, you know, oftentimes middle management tends to be blocking a lot of serious concerns from going to the people at the very top. So with Confide, who's actually managing these cases would tend to be people sitting right at the top, whether it's the head of the audit risk committee, the board, or it could also be, you know, control function heads such as the general counsel. So everything's within there. And even if the person using Confide within the company has left the company, they would always have a private key access to the report. So in that way, there's no issues of, oh, I don't have access to my emails anymore, or the company is running to the IT team trying to delete or modify any of the data in there.
Well, it seems to me, and tell me if you think I'm right on this, that we have had a significant series of events, Wirecard being one of them, one of the biggest. There's the Post Office Horizon scandal in the UK, the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, the Boeing 737 MAX debacle. Are these events becoming more common, or are we just hearing more about them?
I think we're hearing more about them. And that could also be because a lot more people are wanting to speak up. I think gone are the days, or dying are the days, where you can just tell your employees to keep quiet, put your head down, do your work and go home. Because if you did try to say that, they'll probably ask you to repeat it while recording you on a mobile phone and then uploading it on social media. So I think, you know, we've seen trends, we've seen BLM movement, we've seen Me Too, Occupy Wall Street, and a lot of these, you know, trends towards really speaking up. I think what's happening here is a series of governance failures where everyone's now scrambling around trying to find where in the chain in the company something went wrong. You know, who dropped the ball, who didn't behave properly. And there's also increasing focus on directors' duties. And I think shareholders are also getting more and more upset because it's them at the end of the day that lose all their value through governance failures.
Well, it's interesting that you put it like that, because what I was going to say, and I will say, is that the G in ESG is what we're talking about, the governance. And this is something that people do now pay attention to in business in a way that they perhaps didn't in past years.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I put on my LinkedIn as well. I'm trying to put the G back in ESG. There's been so much focus on E&S. You know, companies have literally been bullied into being green. And, you know, candidates asking prospective employers how many trees you're planting, what, how green are you, how sustainable are you? But I think there also should be candidates asking that question, what's your speak up tool? What's your whistleblowing program? You know, what, because G is the internal health of the company, right? It's akin to, you know, going to the gym, having a lot of muscles. I would say that's ENS, but G would be the cardio. And I think that's where foundationally companies are starting to really focus on, or should focus on, because that is the basis of the entire business. And if that fails, then the way things, problems cascade, you know, whether it's PR nightmares or it's legal nightmares, that is just a quick loss of value when that happens and your G is weak.
Take me through the process then and the experience of using Confide, because as a company, I might be concerned that this is a third party between me and my employees.
Right. So Confide doesn't have any access to what's going on within the platform in terms of reporting. It's being entirely managed by the company. So you can say it's an internal yet external platform in the sense that it's not integrated within the company's IT systems. So in that way, you're shielding the ability for executives to try to modify data or have access to it. So a simple example would be once the case manager receives in the company the report, they can then have a live chat. They can schedule a live Zoom meeting. All of these are overlaid and encrypted. Even voice messages can be recorded and distorted at the same time. And when you have these Zoom meetings where you're discussing further information with the person reporting, these are automatically transcribed and logged away. So you won't have a case of he said, she said. So the company is aware like how every step of the way they're managing this process, it's going to be audit trail and audit logged. And they also know that if the person reporting is dissatisfied at the end of the process, they still have the option to go externally, you know, to the media or to law enforcement. So I think that functions as a way for companies to be more sensible in how they're dealing with issues. And of course, if they're dealing with them properly, then there should be no fear, because if they don't want to progress a report due to insufficient information, they could always log that into the case management tool and stand by it. So I think that's the difference. But the benefit to the companies would be the ability to actually have employees raising concerns in all facets of the business before, and the ability to deal with them before they actually cascade into, you know, something real big and messy, like in the Boeing scandal, for example.
Well, this is the edge of what I would term as regtech, regulatory technology, because there are regulations about governance. People sometimes seem to forget them, but this is a regulated area.
It is. It is. And one of the things the Wirecard case triggered was the implementation of the EU whistleblowing directive. So that's now in force across 27 member states. You know, more than 500,000 companies are forced into compliance. One of the big impacts of the directive is it kind of renders your simple paper policy, say, you know, email whistleblowing at companyname.com. It's no longer good enough. It doesn't comply. You need something more robust in place, like a solution like Confide. So regulators are definitely turning the screw on that. The FCA, for example, is also sending notices out to financial institutions on non-financial misconduct. You know, not only did they ask for number of cases in the last 2-3 years, but they also ask companies how they manage them from start to end. Now, if you don't have a solution like Confide, that's a huge nightmare, because you got to go through records, you got to go through emails, meeting notes, ask people questions and try to track down how many cases and how they were managed, whereas you could just now generate a report and send it to the regulator. So I think from a trend perspective, regulation is definitely increasing, forcing compliance, not only in the whistleblowing space, but in the governance general space, like the wider space. And, you know, companies really need to evolve or they would find themselves playing catch up in a very painful way.
So is this the size of your addressable market then? You mentioned the European rules. This is happening all around the world though.
Well, you have certain countries that do not have whistleblowing laws in place in terms of an overarching whistleblowing law, Singapore being an example of it. And I'm from Singapore, it's a financial hub. But what we're seeing is the EU having taken the lead in this. And of course, the US as well has their whistleblowing aspects. What's very interesting is 2-3 weeks ago, a Supreme Court case in the US actually laid the judgment down that now in whistleblowing cases, the burden of proof is actually on the company to show that it didn't retaliate against the whistleblower. And that's exactly in line with what the EU is doing in the directive. So what that means is if you've got the US and you've got the EU, you know, two massive continents aligning in that regard, it's just a matter of time where that's going to influence the rest of the world, I predict. You know, the same way when GDPR came out, everyone thought it was an EU problem and they won't be affected. But now it's become like the gold standard in data protection. So I think trend-wise, that's likely what I see happening.
This is something, as you say, if somebody comes to my company and says, give me the detail on all these cases, It could go back years. It could take me months. It could cost me a lot of money to put that report together. Whereas if I've got a system like yours in place, it is literally pressing a button.
Yeah, that's what it is. And I think it's just, you know, you can call it good housekeeping or you can call it good governance or all of those things. But what I think is very powerful for companies is the ability to actually boast not only to the employees that, you know, we've got all these things in place, including a very secure and anonymous reporting tool for any concerns you might have. But it's also giving assurance to customers and stakeholders, such as shareholders, who might also demand access, having lost, you know, a lot of money through various investments, wanting to see how the company is managing these internal cases just for visibility purposes. That's one of the things I'm trying to push across, right? Why should shareholders have access to management accounts, financial accounts, and all those things, but not whistleblowing reports?
What it boils down to is, if you phrase it that way, it actually comes down to a matter of money. And companies do things where money is concerned, let's be honest. If you show me that I am going to get a return on investment in this kind of technology, investment in managing this properly, then I'm going to be far more interested in doing it, whether that supports my share price or whether it attracts more customers to the business because they see an ethical dimension. That's the other one of the other letters in ESG, of course, whether they see an ethical dimension in how the company behaves. More customers is great. Better share price is great. What's not to like?
Yeah, that's right. And you're also avoiding, which is, again, going back to the whole point of confide, you're avoiding being taken by surprise externally. You know, if you look in a lot of these companies, they're actually very senior people that actually want to do the right thing, right? It's just they're not getting that information. And when things blow up, they started expending a lot of money on PR agencies, on lawyers and accountants and all that stuff. And the question they keep asking is, how come I didn't know this? Had I known this, I would have done something about it and avoided all this mess. So that's how I think Confide will help companies minimize financial losses and in that way protect the entire value of the company.
Pav Gill, founder and CEO of Confide, thank you very much.